This is Earth Notes. Suburbs are prime striped skunk real estate, sheltering up to 20 times more of these infamous animals than surrounding wildlands. Because skunks can be a vector for rabies, biologists at Northern Arizona University have been studying their behavior in some detail. Intrepid graduate student Victor Zhang captured 21 striped skunks in the country club area of Flagstaff and sometimes received a pungent spraying. Before releasing them back into the neighborhood, Zhang fitted each animal with a collar-mounted accelerometer, which uses the same technology found in modern pedometers. These Fitbits for skunks let them precisely track each animal's activity for a year. Unlike most mammals, suburban skunks rarely seem affected by weather, probably because food, water, and den sites are plentiful most any time of the year. And it turns out male skunks have very different routines from females. Males get up at dusk year-round, while females vary the start of their nightly activities with the seasons. In summer, they become active 40 minutes earlier than males, to have more time to find food for hungry youngsters. Striped skunks have a wobbly gait because their bodies have traded speed locomotion for enlarged scent glands below their tails. Still, skunks are usually reluctant to spray. It leaves them defenseless for a week as they replenish their musk. If you or your pet don't suddenly rush a skunk, it won't spray, and you can view these coolest of mammals from just a few yards away. Next week on Earth Notes, hear more about the skunk rabies connection. This Earth Note was written by Diane Hope and produced by KNAU and the Sustainable Communities Program at Northern Arizona University. I'm Jillian Ferris.